Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do-do-do-do-shaboom.
Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open we'll meet again. Boom, ding dong, ding dong.
Doesn't that give you an image? It was either that or
riding along in my automobile.
Yeah, just wave, right. It's just waving side to side in traffic.
Nothing could be better.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Welcome back, good people. Before we go any further, I know I said that before, but it's always an important part of this show for me to remind everybody of our very special sponsors. I'll make sure we get them the right just due. And again, thank you, Coach McDonald, for taking some time hanging out on the show yesterday when we did the event out at Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Had a great time. The brisket.
Oh, was it good?
Hey, Four Pegs brisket, people. Four Pegs wings. Four Pegs barbecue. It's a problem. It is a problem. The guests that came out, Steve.
Yeah.
They made stops at the truck, and it was like, you know how, I'm sure you've been to a wedding or something where everybody's socializing, right?
Yes, I've been to some.
Then all of a sudden, it's real quiet. And then you realize.
Everybody's eating.
Yeah. Like, it went from being buzzy and, oh, hey, John, I haven't seen you so long.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
And everybody's still here.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Four Pegs just shut the whole party's mouth up for a good amount of time.
That's awesome. Mm.
But let me do this really, really quick. Take a second to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold. And definitely go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway. Very easy to get to. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Louisville's got a few visitors on campus. Rain Smith is here on campus now.
Go away, Rain.
No, not that Rain. That's okay. We're okay with this. Dante Maddox is supposed to be on campus here. Nick Boyd from FAU will be on campus. There's been some question about the kid from South
Florida.
From South Florida. So I'm not saying he's not, but trying to kind of get a confirmation that if he's on campus or not. So it's definitely worth looking at. But Dante Maddox, big
recruit.
Big recruit. He'll be going to Illinois. And then this week you're going to have something we didn't get to talk about yesterday, Omar Ballo from Arizona.
I saw that.
I watched his videos. I want him more than I want breath in my body. I just, in the NIL era, until he's here on campus, I'm going to assume Indiana's going to buy him.
But yeah, I was going to say, we did decide that two guys we're just going to buy.
Yeah. And he's one.
Yeah. Fill out your roster and go buy two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And to me, he's one. He's one that you would have to.
It's like, I'm sorry, people. We just got to.
Yeah.
Look, not to buy the whole roster. Just make sure everybody's, you know, comfortable with you know, what they get. But, yeah, some guy you just got chips. Hey.
And he'll be here on the 16th. So
give me a number.
he's a million-dollar center. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you
I didn't want you to say that.
I don't care to say it. You whatever you have to do to get him, I mean, you're talking about a 7 foot, 265-pound guy. He's been first team all Pac-12 the last 2 years. Have you watched any of his film?
No.
Watch his film.
I've watched the game.
Okay. Watch some of his film. You'd pay him whatever he wanted. But yeah, man. I mean, and then of course, like I said, Nick Boyd from FAU. Who's another one who shot 35% from three, big-time shooter on campus today. Dante Maddox on campus today.
Got to have shooters.
Rain Smith on campus today. And I believe James Scott's actually going to be here on campus today, too. So, yeah.
I hope James Scott's taking this offseason seriously.
Yeah, because, man, can you imagine if, say, we landed a guy like Balo or another center who's very, very good, who's a starting caliber.
He's going to push anybody.
Gosh, James Scott would just be I said it the other day. You weren't on here at the time, but number 35 from UConn. It come in the mm-hmm. national championship game. Just – that's what
next level as your backup.
Just a guy who can block backup. A few shots, catch a couple alley-oops, you know.
Disrupt.
Yes.
And a hell of an athlete.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that would be just an excellent backup. And, yeah, if they could land somebody.
And, again, people, he's got experience as a freshman. He got game minutes as a freshman.
Yeah.
He has game minutes as the fourth youngest freshman in the NCAA or in Power 5. So we're talking about when you say potential, like, he is the quintessential potential guy. Just to reset the show, we are out here at Jim Patterson Stadium.
Yeah.
And Steve and I have both, you know, found ourselves kind of just, first of all, watching the groundskeeper.
He's adding the pellets down in there.
I did.
Yeah.
I did wonder.
It's like chopped up rubber pellets.
I was wondering exactly what that was. But
Yeah.
The field is immaculate.
Oh, yeah. No, this is beautiful, man. Listen, it's
– Bill or the groundskeepers?
What?
Who's better?
Bill. Bill Jones. Yeah, nobody tops Bill Jones.
Hey, listen, I was trying to throw you alley-oops.
Yeah, no, he's the best. He keeps the rummage yard looking just fantastic. I mean, when your 5-year-old goes up to your window and goes, "Dad, look at the stripes." I'm like, "Yeah, no, son. That's Dad can't do that." So he hires another man to.
The ground.
Bill pulls up in this big orange skag. Pulls down in there, and he's just like, he's got a thing that edges the yard, and the edge, like, it just sets up on the sidewalk.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh! Now
stadium is beautiful. Yeah,
I am going to be a man next week, though. I got to lay mulch in my front yard. I got to put mulch down in the yard or in the flower.
What's the importance of mulch?
Hey, I have no idea. I'm just doing it for aesthetics because the mulch is old that's there, and it just looks kind of So I got black mulch. I'm going to put it around. I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you going to use gloves?
Yeah.
Are you going to go, like, tank top and gloves?
I might. Jeans.
I was going to say jeans and boots.
Yeah. We yell at charity.
Why do you have to throw that in there, Steve? Why did you have to throw in yelling chair?
Hey, I'm out here doing work.
Everything was going. You know what? Since you don't do a lot of work.
I want to be a fool. I want people to drive by and be like, man, that man must have built this house himself.
with his bare hands.
Yeah. You're like, my God.
Okay. So, Steve, I kind of teased the question in the first hour. There's going to be moments. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be I told you so moments. There's going to be some self-realization moments. What moments do you look forward to saying, this is what we were trying to tell you when you let them go to Arkansas? Okay, I want to give an example. Okay. Or I want to drag you into an example. So, Steve, there's a recruiting ranking number that would scare you.
Okay.
There's a recruiting number that would say, well, that's what we expected. And there's a recruiting ranking number where you're going to go, ha! So when you see Kentucky's final recruiting number, how high would it have to be to scare you? Like, oh, like they still, does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah, no, it does. But I will say this. It's.
Because if he does, if he has a recruiting class at number four, you're going to say,
No, I don't think I will. I think it's a different beast, man.
So it's still everything else.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a whole different beast. Like, Kentucky can get players. I'm not worried about that. Like, okay, Kentucky's always going to get players. And this world's so different. I mean, transfer portal stuff, like, I don't know, you know, I mean.
So what low number would make you laugh?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
If they finish at 19.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be like, well, but what if they have the number one transfer portal class?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Then you'd be like, well.
Lock it in together.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why I say I just think it would be more what did you recruit? Like, let me see your team. Let me see what you've recruited. More than a number is going to bother me. But
Pope is more of a what's on the front of your jersey, not the back.
Well, yeah, absolutely he will be. That's what I'm saying. Like, let me see the team you put out there because I don't want
to
see
it. I can't wait to hear them say that. It's going to be, thank God.
I know. It's more about the name on the front.
The name on the front. He's going to come in and take
the names. I don't believe in NIL.
He's going to take the names off the back. He's going to say, yeah, and we don't have individuals here.
Yeah.
We're taking the names off.
Yeah, no. But that's – you get what I'm saying, though? Like, to me, it's more – I don't think I care necessarily about the numbers. I'm going to learn him the same way we're learning Pat Kelsey. Same way I'm learning – I mean, Pat Kelsey just offered a guy today, 2025 class, guard, four-star guard. Yeah, I say, okay, I'm going to watch him. I want to see what he is. And you know what he looks like? He looks like he's a strong
– yeah.
Listen – strong guy who looks like he does a little bit of everything. And it's like, okay, this is what Pat Kelsey likes. He's recruiting the 7-footer now out of Great Crossings, the Malachi Moreno kid, who's a heck of a player over in Georgetown, Kentucky. Like, that's the type of battles I think you're going to be in now. You know, Kentucky and Louisville. Where does that kid want to play?
I was going to say, are they going to come down? Okay.
Yeah.
To Pope versus Kelsey.
Yeah.
Head-to-head.
Yes.
Transfer portal guys or
well, and both. I think high school and. I think they're going to recruit a lot of the same type of players. I mean, listen, you've got two coaches now that want to shoot the ball. You got two coaches that want to, you know, that are going to run sets, that want to get things.
Are you going to be researching the Pope recruiting style?
No. I won't go that far because I only got to beat them one. Like, I'm playing them one game a year. Like, I'll learn their teams. Kelsey, I will, because I'm like, oh, it's my guy. I'm not going to keep up, like, every day. Like, oh, who's Pope seeing? You know, like, I don't care, you know. Like, I care about my guys. If you guys on the line, you want to get to? Start off with Jay. Jay, welcome in. What's going on?
Jay's gone. Just Doc.
Jay's gone. All right. Doc, sorry, welcome Jay. In. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I was wondering if, you know, you're talking about recruiting of new players. You're talking about the portal. How important is it to look at retention of current players?
Very. I mean, I think very.
Hold on to your own players that you want to hold on to is just as important as the portal or bringing in kids from high school.
100%. Listen, Doc, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call because I agree with him 100%.
That's what's causing coaches to want to leave, too, the fact that they have to
retain players.
Yeah.
And I don't think Doc
resources
means
resources on retaining players
this season, but I think Doc means going forward, you know. Yeah, I mean, you bring in Dante Maddox this year. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. how confident are you going to be in a yearly basis saying, well, we got, I mean, Pat Kelsey, we're not going to lose. Like, we might lose. Like, okay, well, that dude, you can kind of tell he didn't play as much as he wants, so he'll probably leave. But, like, the other dudes are going to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that that's not cool.
I'm listening.
Chase just texted us to say Lee's Chicken did a lunch drop today. I wondered why Drew packed up and got out of here so quick.
Smells so good.
Really? That's heartbreaking.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Well, big shout out to Lee's Chicken. I love Lee's Chicken.
Dave the Barber just texted in saying, so this is an official reset for the rivalry.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's 100% reset. I think we're going back to the late 90s again. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's early 2000s, late 90s, where it's like, no, it's a college basketball game.
So we
can
just say, it's 0-0.
Yeah. The last 15 years were kind of a joke.
It's 0-0.
I don't feel like any of it counts.
None of it counted, Steve.
We were going through a bunch of stuff. You guys had, you know, a cheat code in Calipari.
You were the cheat code.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, and I say that just saying, man, I remember growing up, and it was like, no, this is one of the better college basketball game rivalries you're going to see all year. And I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of – I mean, because like I said, while we're saying, man, it's crazy they hired Mark Pope, man, I think you're going to kind of recruit in the same waters now. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to look for the same type of players. I think it's going to be, is my guy on the sidelines better than your guy on the sidelines? And that's what's going to matter going forward in this rivalry.
What is Calipari's recruiting rank going to be? Or is he finally going to go heavy portal now?
Well, nobody will be number one because Duke, this year, Duke's number one. It's nobody's passing that up.
Cooper Flagg.
Kentucky probably, or Arkansas will probably jump back up to number two because he'll probably bring most of those guys with him. Mm-hmm. And Perry will probably stay at Kentucky, I would imagine.
Well, he'll replace Perry with a portal.
Well, he's already, apparently, he's talking to the five-star shooting guard that Liam McKinley, 6'5", 6'6", white guy, shooter, that decommitted from Indiana. So, yeah, he'll probably just replace him with him, which might push him to number one, honestly.
Is college going to have to just change, like they're make it more universal with the portal and the signing day or something? Just, you know, make it uniform? Because guys committing and decommitting is like, what is – are you – I mean, do you might as well, like, leave the decommitment out?
Yeah, I mean, it almost is hey.
Like there's no –
Yeah, dude's committed, but it doesn't matter. We just got to get signing day.
Yeah, because it's like at this point, I don't know how much the team has to honor a commitment.
No, I don't think – well, I don't think you should because – really. Well, but I don't know. I mean
other than just being more morally insensitive, like, yeah. Does the team have to honor? Like, and here's the thing. Back in the day, it was like, you remember how much hell Bobby got off the gray shirt?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nowadays, like, even the media, like, I think the media has to acknowledge mm-hmm. that we go so hard on coaches and it's such a, you know, zero-sum game that when they start gray shirt nowadays, most of the media, most of the public, I shouldn't even say media, most of the public now understands why a coach would take a commitment from a kid and then say, we got a better guy.
Yeah.
We got a better guy.
Yeah.
And we don't have the scholarship left for you. You would understand it. That's kind of capitalism on steroids, I guess. Just, no, we don't. Look, we had you committed, and we got a better player.
Yeah, no, I do think that with NIL and with things, I do think the moral compass is kind of out of that now. Like, I don't think coaches would get as scrutinized for being like, sorry. I mean, I talked to a couple parents the other day, somebody I've known for a long time that's a parent of a player here in Louisville, and it was talking recruiting to them, and to hear him kind of, you forget how it affects high school recruiting, and he's more of like a, hey, he would be, he's a great player, they played in the state tournament, you know, but it's like, okay, he's fringe, they're the top, they're not gonna necessarily come again. And he's like, dude, with the portal and stuff, he's like, we're sitting here today going, I have no idea where he's gonna go to school. He's almost gotta wait. He's got to wait until stuff he's starting college next fall.
Until the portal eats. Then.
Yeah. And he's like, we've basically got to sit here and wait until, yeah, that's a good way to put it, till the portal eats and then go, okay, well, now who's got a spot? And that's even for your Westerns and your Eastern, you know, like, okay, because those schools are waiting to see who's going to get poached.
Who are we going to steal? Or who's going to get poached?
Who's going to get stole from me that I might go, man, I need a guard now. I got to go. Okay,
no,
here's one.
No, because here's the thing. This guard from West Virginia that was in the portal and thought he was West Virginia and thought he was too good, going to find out he's not too good for West Virginia.
Actually,
he's not good enough for West Virginia. Then he's going to be calling Western Kentucky late, you know, saying, you know, hey, do y'all have a spot? And Western has to say, I don't know.
I know. You want to go back at phones? Corey, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up?
I just want to give congratulations to Peyton Siever. That was a class act by Coach Kiffin. I think we have an even playing field now. Two young, exciting coaches, and it just brings more excitement to the rivalry. And I feel like UK went from Crown Royal to Mad Dog 2020. That's all I got.
Appreciate the call. Or just mad. Or just mad.
Yeah. Just mad in general.
Listen, does this put pressure on Stoops?
Maybe. Probably because he's kind of known as Barnhart's guy. So I think that people now are mad at Barnhart. So in turn, it's like, well, you better be good.
Y'all are in this together.
Yeah.
You just get lumped. Imagine Stoops. Now, Stoops is like, what did I do? Like,
I know.
I was over here just winning six games and getting extensions and winning.
And Brahms over here like, I'm good.
I was winning seven games and people were talking about statues of me. And
Brahms like, I was ready to cut somebody's face off after we lost the last three games of the year. And the fans were like, just get it together, Jeff. hey, Jeff, get it together. You're good.
If,
come on.
If Brahm beats Stoops this year, you best believe.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's going to be two games. And it's funny that those two games are in Lexington this year. Because it's like, oh, has there ever been more pressure
on the rivalry
on two Kentucky coaches to win a game? Because Brahm's a made man.
Yeah.
Listen, we love Brahm. We know what Brahm's going to do here. So, yes, I want to beat Kentucky. But if Brahm goes and loses, we're not going to be like, get him out of here. Fire him. You know, it's going to be like, well, Brahm might lose to Kentucky, and then we're going to play for the ACC championship next week. You know, I mean, yeah, we're mad. Now, we need to flip that rivalry back because there's no reason Kentucky football should be beating us the way they are. You know, like, but and then in basketball, I mean, listen, Pat Kelsey, it's like, yeah, we want to get that rivalry back, but we know what Rupp is. Now, if the game was in Louisville, I still think there would be a little more pressure, but it wouldn't be as much of like, you know, Pat Kelsey, it's like, man, go in there. We know what Rupp is. You get beaten rough, man. It is what it is. You know, I mean, yeah, we're mad. They'll laugh. Ha, we beat you. Okay, cool. And we'll have more tournament success than you do. So, you know, like, whatever.
Then you did.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, going into the season.
Yeah.
I told my father-in-law that last night. He's like, I was like, man, all that talent. He's like, and then they lose in the first round. I'm like, oh, so that's y'all's plan. You can't lose the first round if you're not in the tournament.
Are you going that far already?
It's a good plan.
Like, Steve. You're going that far already.
Yeah, like, hey, we'll show Calipari.
Steve,
we don't go out the first weekend.
Steve, are you in good status now?
With where?
With your vehicle rights.
Oh, yeah, I am. Hey, listen, I got to give a shout-out, man.
Mm.
I got my license renewed.
Mm.
Listen, I went over to Bowman Field and was like, because that's where I was like, maybe that'd be it was like a 3.5 hour wait. I was like, okay, this is just not going to happen. I was like, shoot, I'll just ride over to the Hurstborn office real quick, man, just see. I went over to Hurstborn. I got out in 45 minutes, beginning to end. It was like, boom, boom. I had to sit there for about 25, 30 minutes and wait. Boom, back, 5 minutes. All right, real ID, ID's updated. Address is updated.
That's You're good stuff.
Yeah, they're like, we can have your real – I got a piece of paper for a license right now because it was the real ID they had to change. So they're like, yep, about a week and a half, your license is coming to mail. I was like, this was awesome.
Did you have a little star on your real ID paper?
I do, yeah. I do. Yep, I do.
Enjoy it.
I know.
So Chase.
I do.
What's up?
I had to have a therapy moment with Steve yesterday, and I want to get your opinion on this one.
All right.
Gosh, I shouldn't ask Chase. This is more of a Nikki question because Nikki will spaz. Chase won't. So, Chase, this is what happened. First of all, I want to put you in a mind frame of Marcus Maben hates when he's right and the store is wrong. Right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? How do you feel about that? Do you take that personal? Like when you, it's almost like, you know how you get anxiety when you got a good coupon, Steve, and you're like,
yeah,
you don't use a lot of coupons, but when you do want to use this coupon, you go look at the date. I'm going to look at this expiration date. If it's a gift card, I'm going to make sure this is a valid gift card.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because there's nothing worse than them handing it back to you saying, there's no money on this gift card or this expired, you know. So you're like, no, I want to cross every T, dot every I before I pull this coupon out to use it. But it's, I mean, some people.
Absolutely.
Don't you envy those people who don't care? They just take a shot all the time.
Oh, yeah.
If it works, it works.
Yeah, if not, don't worry about it. I totally agree.
Those I don't fear rejection people.
Yes.
So, Chase.
Yeah.
I'm excited about going to get my Pat Kelsey glasses, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, let me get my Kelsey glasses.
Oh yeah,
blah blah blah.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. You know, because and I've been needing to get a set of glasses so I can, you know, keep my contacts out of my eyes. So this has been.
So why not look like the coach?
Why not listen? Look, Coach Mac. For people who love my watch, I stole the idea from Coach Mac.
Yeah.
Just so people know, I should have never said that, but I did. So I'm stealing the Kelsey glasses out, you know, whatever. I'm excited about going. I go in there. Listen, I ordered some contacts probably 6 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the window for contacts and the prescription is 1 year. You have to get a eyeglass, you know, prescription every 2 years, right? I know this is the policy. It's always been the policy, Steve.
Yep.
I go in there. I don't want to use the place's name. I go into this vision place.
Yes.
Right? and I say, you know, I'm thinking about getting these glasses right here. You know, how much time am I looking at? To go from frame to, you know, glasses in there, right?
Sweet Jesus.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I just forgot. Kentucky opens up with Duke.
Ooh.
In the Champions Classic. I'm sorry.
Pope upsets. Pope upsets.
Game one.
Pope
upsets. Yeah, you want to win over? Do that.
Yeah, no,
I just saw a tweet about the Champions Classic, and I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. They open up with Duke. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to revisit that one.
Yeah.
So, Chase.
Yeah.
I say, excuse me, man. Like, I already know the answer to the question I'm asking, but I'm just making sure. Just
right.
Like, yeah, you know, is my prescription still valid? You know, blah, blah, blah. She says, no, your prescription expired in 2022. And I was like, no. It couldn't have expired in 2022 because I just got contacts about 6 months ago. She was like, well, you may have ordered them before. And look, in my brain, Steve, she said it so fast and she was so dismissive to me, right?
Yeah.
You ever had somebody just make you question yourself? That people you don't know make you question yourself? Like, Charity can make you question yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Like, damn, did I not tell her? But,
yeah.
You know, somebody know. This lady was so dismissive. She was like, nope, sir, it's right here. You're expired in 2020. And I'm like, that can't be right because you can't get contacts. You know, you can't. You know, it was 12/10/2022, right?
Yeah.
Is when she was saying. And I'm like, No, because I waited until, like, let's say 12/8/2023, like 2 days before my my contact prescription was going to expire to make sure I ordered, you know, a big collection so I wouldn't have to go back and get an exam. But that's a 1 year window.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I have the other year of my glasses. And she's like, and she's not even making contact. She's like blowing me off, Steve. I'm just getting.
You're just getting angry.
I'm getting so angry. And then I just listen. When I find, I'm like, and look, you know how you just, I lost that one.
Yeah.
I was just she was just like, and then I asked her, you know, oh, can you give me a general price? Look, I tried to just so we can end on a nice, you helped me do something.
Absolutely.
I was like, okay, can you give me a general price range on, you know, I'm going from frames to glasses, you know, kind of walk out the door price. She's like, no, I really don't know much about the glasses side.
Oh, I would have been pretty pissed off.
Oh, listen. So, I had to turn around. I had to say thank you. Turn around and leave. Right.
Yeah.
And then listen, I got a drawer in my kitchen, Steve, that has, you know, just that paperwork drawer, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you just like.
Oh, we have one. Yeah.
Steve, I went straight to that paperwork drawer, and it has thousands
yes.
of pieces of paper that you might need one day.
One day. Sure.
Steve, I remember that the envelope that I got my prescription with had an orange strip.
Yeah.
And I did it like a deck of cards. I went, and I found that orange strip.
Yeah,
envelope.
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled that thing out. Boy, it was my heart. My heart was like,
yes.
Listen, when I open this envelope, Steve, and I look at the date on here.
Yeah.
And Steve, I opened that envelope. I unfolded that paper, and I looked at the examination date, and I saw 12/10/20, and I saw examination
date. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was, boy.
So you knew.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I know.
Listen, Steve. Listen. No disrespect to Jim Patterson Stadium or Steve or Chase. Boy, I was going to be like, y'all, I don't care who does the show today. I'm getting this done. Listen. And now I'm thinking about purposely waiting till the time. I think she might be at work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going the same
to go back into there.
Just so I can go to the next lady over and say, well, she told me the other day that, you know what I'm saying? Like, just.
No, I get it.
Like, I wanted to get in trouble. I want a reprimand.
No, I get it. I get it.
But at the same time, you know, you and I don't operate on that. We, you know, we operate on the peaceful plane. But I want to get petty plane. So, Chase, what say you?
Yeah, man, I don't. It, like, if I'm ever on the phone with, like, customer service and they're like, well, you know, can you do anything about that? Like, just immediately out of their mouths. Like, I'm like, what do you do?
You get the vibe, like you're cutting me off before I even tell you my full, you know, issue.
Yeah, and it's just like, and they don't even, and I get it. Like, I sympathize. Like, that sounds like it sucks. My job's way more fun. But, like, I can't, like, what are you good for? Like, what are we doing?
You know? How can you work at this front desk and not have any kind of pricing on going from frame to glass?
That's,
like, nothing. You didn't answer the question. I swear she was playing solitaire.
Yeah.
Like, she looked like she was new. In an intense game of solitaire on the computer.
Candy Crush.
Not paying attention.
Right. Like, no, listen, it wasn't as intense as Candy Crush. I'm telling you. Like, and I could just tell everybody at the work hates her.
Well, and that's my thing is the way that she said it to you is, well, I just don't. Come on, man. I don't want to deal with this today.
I don't want to deal with you.
Come back tomorrow. Maybe we can.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm hoping that by the time I get back in there, I'll just be excited about my kill.
Just be happy. Yeah, just like, look, I just want them. Yeah, just give it to me.
Yeah, just give me glasses. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you listen, you were wrong. You gave me some bad information. You should apologize, but I feel better if you apologize. But if you don't want to apologize, that's cool, too. I'll tell you what. We'll take our last quick commercial break, unless we got somebody on the phone.
We're good.
Nope.
939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome. Atkins McDays and Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I get to the phone lines, let me get a chance to remind everybody that your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you really should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you. Calling 502-219-7964 today. Seriously, people. If you've had any kind of issues with your roof, if you've had any damage added to it, if you're dealing with construction companies that are too busy or roofing companies that are way too busy or they're not giving you the price you need, make sure you add Citadel Roofing and Construction to your rotation or pricing just to check them out. Give them a shot. Barry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Barry?
Oh, the Courier Journal's on my mind. I guess I'm an older guy because I still get the paper. Hmm. But it just infuriates me how that U of L is disrespected in our own hometown paper. You got a picture of Calipari here when he first, you know, got hired at U of K. And in the background, this knucklehead's got a license plate held up that says U of L SUXS. I mean, come on, man. We're trying to build. This is our city. This is not Lexington. I just don't understand it. And this, the gentleman's name is, C.L. Brown is the, but he's the one that wrote it. And Jonathan Palmer, Courier Journal. He's the one that's taken the photograph. I suspect they're giving him the credits for it. Mm. But I just have a real problem with that. Okay. I just don't understand. I'll hang up. Bye.
I appreciate the call.
I feel you, man.
I feel Barry because Barry, you can tell, Barry, this is one he'll never let go.
I know.
He sees this
in
everything. Like, you know, there was a time that you and I just every single day we were looking for the slight from the Courier Journal. Every single day. I think you and I both just tried to start accepting some of the stuff.
It's kind of like,
And Barry's like, I'm never going to forgive the Courier. Like,
I know.
He's going to find the slick shot.
I'm like, I feel you, though. I mean, I know what you're saying. It's not C.L. Brown. They don't put the picture there. Or even the guy that took the picture. I don't think someone puts the picture there.
I don't know if I'm C.L. I go talk to him. Hey, man. Why'd you have to use that picture?
I definitely. I mean, there is plenty of cases where I could look at that paper and go, hell, you know, that feels a little feels a little slighted towards us. Don't really know why. Why we got to do that.
So dead period's over?
Dead period's over, man. Like I said, we got guys on campus today, so I'm glad the clouds and rain came in. So that's good.
Well, Chase is trying. He tried to put in a little music.
Try
to lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah, we can now do in-person visits, and you'll see more more in-person talks. And Coach Kelsey's been recruiting. And today, like I said, we've talked about it at 3:30. Get over to the football complex. They're going to be scrimmaging today, and then you get over here at 6 o'clock, and we got a big series this weekend with Virginia. There's only three ACC home series left. So, of course, Tuesday night we got the Kentucky game.
Tuesday night you have the Kentucky game.
Yeah, sure. But a beautiful weekend, man, to come out here to Jim Patterson.
He said three home weekends left.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had three home ACC weekends left. It's something for everybody, man. You can bring – not a lot of games. Like football and basketball games, I will say this. It's tough to bring kids. It's tough to bring a five-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like if I had Xavier, it's like, we'll probably start introducing him to some of those this year and kind of like, okay, let's go. Maybe we'll go to a game where we know, okay, if we had to duck out of here, you know, we're going to win big, whatever. But, was that a hawk?
That was a hawk, yeah. That was impressive.
That was insane. We had Auburn. But it was when you look at the Jim Patterson, you can bring your kids out, man. You can have a good time. They got the playground.
And the playground.
Listen, you can easily come out here with kids and enjoy your time, man, and watch some good baseball and enjoy it. So, yeah, definitely, man, get out here.
Good view. Like I said, you're on one side of the stadium. You'll be looking at Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Other side of the stadium, you'll be looking at Brahms.
Yeah, the house that Jeff Brown built.
You even got the cup holders on every little chair.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, no, it's every time you come in here, you just remind me of how amazing it is.
That's 100% true. It always gets me to that reference I always make. I always say I need to go to more plays. I've never been to a play and not enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Like from college to I've never not enjoyed a play. It's just one of those things. I just don't know why I don't go to more movies too. Like I used to enjoy movies. Like
yeah, I do too.
I see a lot of bad movies in a movie theater. I always wonder why I don't go more.
I think that all the time. I'm like, why don't I just don't? I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, and plus they're out so quick now. Like it's not like the old times where it was like, all right, movie comes out, man, it'd be six months,
yeah,
before you can go to Blockbuster and rent it. You know, it's like, nah,
and they're expensive.
Yeah, and it's really expensive. That's a great point, too, Chase. Like, I could wait 3 weeks, a month tops, and can order it on Amazon and just watch it.
And pizza.
And have pizza and have
a bathroom.
Popcorn and bathroom, and I can pause it, and I can, you know, look, I've got a 70-some-inch TV, like a surround sound. It's like, yeah, I'm good.
But right? I do agree, though. I always go, and I'm like, man, that was an awesome movie, and it could be a terrible movie. But because it's just a great experience.
Yeah, with movies, I like the experience, and I see what y'all were trying to do. I might say I would have went a different direction with the movie, but, you know, like I said, I guess I just appreciate people putting together a film.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, you can play us out.
Yeah, let's get some W's this weekend. Let's get some W's in recruiting. You know, let's have a good football practice. A W in that would be no injuries. We want to make sure that everybody stays healthy, you know, and we get to see that.
I need a perfect passer rating out of Tyler Shook.
Yeah, he's married now. You need to step your game up. Have you seen his wife?
Not yet.
She's one of the most beautiful women on planet Earth.
You said it.
Yeah, well done, man. Yeah, we need you to be good so she's on TV a lot.
We appreciate you, Chase.
Yes, sir.
As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line, YouTube channel. Normally made for the Ville. Good day, Sparks, baby. 939 Ville.